Six Mississippi teenagers have been indicted in a bizarre high school murder conspiracy. Only one is charged with murder in the October 1st shooting spree at Pearl High School, but authorities say the other young men were part of a cult-like group that plotted to eliminate its enemies. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
A grand jury in Rankin County, Mississippi, has formally charged 16-year-old Luke Woodham with three counts of murder. He's accused of stabbing his mother to death with a butcher knife, then opening fire at Pearl High School, killing two students and wounding seven others. Woodham also faces seven counts of aggravated assault and two murder conspiracy charges. The grand jury also indicted five other teens on murder conspiracy charges in what authorities say was a plot to take over the high school in this working-class suburb of Mississippi's capital, Jackson. The case has shocked the community, says Pearl Mayor Jimmy Foster.
This is a Christian town where people raise families, go to church. They work hard, they come home, family-oriented town. A lot of social events in town revolve around our school system. That's the reason it cuts so hard through the heart of this city.
The question in Pearl is why, and authorities have disturbing answers. Prosecutors won't comment on the case, but in a preliminary hearing last week, investigators described a cult-like group of teens that called itself Croth. The group allegedly formed a philosophy of sorts from sources including Hitler, Nietzsche, and Star Wars. In a Jackson TV interview the day of the school shootings, one of the alleged group members, 16-year-old Justin Sledge, read from papers he said the accused shooter, Luke Woodham, had given him that morning.
I killed because people like me are mistreated every day. I do this to show society, push us, and we will push back.
Other students at Pearl High School say some of the accused teens did seem different. They didn't participate in many school activities. In the TV interview, Sledge described his friend Woodham as a thinker.
He was tired of society dealing the thinkers, the learners, a bad hand.
In addition to murder conspiracy charges, Sledge and 18-year-old Grant Boyette, who authorities say is the group's leader, have been indicted on two counts of accessories before the murder and the school deaths. Boyette and another teen, 16-year-old Donnie Brooks, also faced charges of conspiracy to murder Brooks' father. Authorities claim the teens tried to use Mr. Brooks' credit card to buy computer equipment and planned to kill him if they were caught. Attorney James Bell represents Donnie Brooks.
Donnie's family is completely behind Donnie. Donnie's father, who is supposedly the subject of one of the conspiracies, supports his son 100% and simply does not believe the charges.
Under Mississippi law, Bell can't discuss the details of the case, but in the past he has said that Brooks went to Pearl Police in June and warned them of the group's strange activities. Brooks has pled not guilty, as have several of the other teens. They are scheduled for trial in February. The sooner the better, says Mayor Foster.
We got a really resilient community, and we'll come back from this. But if, to the degree that we were, where everything was safe, you didn't have to worry about it, that's in the back of your mind now because it did happen here.
And if it can happen in Pearl, Mississippi, Foster says, it can happen anywhere. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Pearl, Mississippi.